This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen is out today. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. It's Pi Day. We're celebrating Pi Day around here. Not necessarily the numbers, because let's be honest, there's no mathematicians around here. We all do radio, but we can celebrate with pizza and regular pie. 314 is the day. And some sad news to start with, these Russian airstrikes that have continued over the weekend, have started to intensify again outside the city limits of Kyiv. And a few updates to bring you all up to speed on Russian airstrikes. If you're just catching up, hit a large military base near the western city of Lviv, which is just about 10 miles away from the Polish border. Killed 35 people, left more than 130 people in the hospital. The most deadly single attack since this started about 19 days ago. There have been heavy explosions all around Kyiv, if you're sympathetic to the Ukrainian people, as we are here. Multiple casualties after a residential building was attacked by shelling, according to authorities. And then that pregnant woman who captured our hearts as we saw her being evacuated from the maternity hospital in Mariupol last week has died. It was bombed by Russians. This was a maternity ward along with children's hospital. She has died along with her baby. Now, as we speak, there's a fourth round of talks going on between Russia and Ukraine. And will
What's
these
the
be...
point of that?
Right? I know. They're trying to... I mean, they're really continuing to try to create these corridors, safe passage points for people to get out, because there are so many people who are still trapped in some of these cities and they want to get them out. But Russia doesn't seem to be honoring these ceasefires even when they put them into place.
And one of the updates that I'm seeing now that CNN is reporting is that a Russian strike hit a residential facility for people who have intellectual and developmental disabilities and mental health conditions. I mean, is there no one that's going to be spared? Just women, children, in the maternity hospital, the children's hospital, now developmental disabilities, people living in a group home. It's just sickening. It really is. It's just sickening to sit back and watch this, what's going on. It just feels like it's 100% civilian strikes now. This isn't even about, you know, taking over cities. This is just barbaric. And it's horrible.
And if this isn't enough to get others to jump in, what will be enough?
Mm-hmm.
At what point does everybody else start getting involved? If civilian casualties, it's not even civilian casualties, they're targeted at this point. Yep. What is going to be enough?
And there's been a couple of different answers to that. Of course, the United States and NATO say, well, if you attack a NATO country, then we will respond using Article 5. NATO, that if you attack one of us, you attack all of us, and that there would be more presence by military from around the world. There have been others who have said, well, what about chemical and bioweapons? They're, at least according to what people are talking about, what Russia has been talking about, and even now it's been drawn into some of the conversations here in our country, is there is an accusation from Russia that the United States has a bio lab in Ukraine. Now, no one really knew about that or whether or not that's true, but it seems now that there's some testimony that has been brought to light from one of the Biden administration officials where they are talking about having biolabs in places like Ukraine. So then you think, okay, if you attack that, if there's biological weapons used by Russia, if they do have plans for Chernobyl or some of these other nuclear sites, how far are they willing to go, or are they just going to use them as hostage points, basically, to try to negotiate with their adversaries? It's, you don't want this kind of stuff to be in the hands of Russia. We see their military is struggling. We don't need to give them things like bioweapons and an opportunity to use nuclear facilities to make their onslaught that much worse.
Right. It's just, and also, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about too, whatever the ending point of this is, there needs to be, and if Putin survives this, if President Zelensky survives this, however this is going to end, which it, at this point it feels like NATO is going to either be drawn into this or they're just going to have to create a new red line and step in. But at what point, though, when you look on the map and you see how close, and you know, Russia and Ukraine are physically connected. So where do we go from here? What does this look like in 10 years? If Putin's still in power, 10 years from now, does he try this again? 5 years from now, does he try it again? You know, there needs to be a real resolution to this, and going forward, whether we take nukes away from Russia, however this ends, this cannot be set up to, this can't be a Band-Aid situation. This needs to be a full-on resolution, because we can't go through this again. The people of Ukraine don't deserve it. The rest of the world doesn't deserve it. I mean, this has impacted every single country around the world, whether it's, you know, you want to complain about gas prices or inflation and things like that, but it has touched every corner of the world, and we cannot allow one singular person to have that kind of power ever again. We just can't. The planet is too small for it. Let him go to his own planet. Let Elon Musk fly him up to Mars if he wants. But on this planet, we have to make sure that no one person ever has that much power.
The Israeli foreign minister has come out, and this was a big hit. You know, a lot of these sanctions pain, the pain of the sanctions is falling on not only the Russian people, but the oligarchs in Russia, these rich guys who aren't able to use their yachts and access their bank
poor
accounts.
Poor, sad multimillionaires.
The Israeli foreign minister, Lapid, warned the oligarchs on Monday that his country will not be a route to bypass sanctions imposed on Russia by the United States and our allies in the West. He said that he's coordinating the issue together with partners including the Bank of Israel, the Finance Ministry, the Economy Ministry, the Airports Authority, and the Energy Ministry, and others, he said. This comes after Israeli media reported that private jets belonging to these oligarchs were headed to Israel. They were landing in Israel in recent days, and so I guess the thought was that they could bypass some of the sanctions in Israel, but there are a lot of Jewish tycoons from Russia that are believed to have taken on Israeli citizenship or residency over the past few years. They were coming back home to try to access their money, and Israel said, we're not having that. So
I'm happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
I saw pictures of that yacht that was seized in Italy, the $578 million yacht.
Yep.
This is $500 million yacht. And it's massive, and so that was seized in Italy. So everyone, this is where do they, unless they just stay in international waters, you have to refuel. They can't do that forever. So, you know, it's at some point they're gonna have to dock somewhere. And it's interesting. But I'm happy to see that everyone is keeping up with those agreements, and whether it's pulling businesses out of Russia, which, you know, it certainly has decimated the Russian economy. I don't know what it's going to take for the Russian economy to recover if we stay on this, you know, at this speed. But, yeah, you know, and I hate punishing innocent Russian people for this.
But unfortunately,
a lot of
you have to put the pressure
doing
on them, because they may be the only key to helping end this. And so, unfortunately, they become drawn into this because of their leadership. All right, how many people here at home have experienced losses in Ukraine? A story out of California as the DJV show continues, 15 minutes past the hour.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Here's the deal.
I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Dougie is out today. Jennifer Horn, that's me. I'm here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. And one of the things that we were talking about in this war in Ukraine is just how many people from outside of Ukraine are still there, got caught up in all of this. And we heard the story about a journalist who lost his life over the weekend. Now what we're hearing about a California tech executive and her 2 children who were killed in Ukraine. She was an executive at SE Ranking, which is a worldwide tech company. They have headquarters in California and London. And she has died in Ukraine along with her 2 children, according to officials. Tatiana Parabinis, I believe is how you might say her name, 43 years old. Her 18-year-old son, Makita, and her 9-year-old daughter, Alyssa, were killed by Russian mortar attacks in Ukraine. They were trying to board a bus to get out of the country as these attacks rushed.
That's awful.
So close, but not close enough. And these are the stories that you're hearing from, you know, from all over the place. I've told you I do a show in Los Angeles, and ladies, I have a guy who's called me now twice in the last 20 days who said that his wife is stuck in Ukraine. There was no way to evacuate her mother, who is old and in really fragile condition. So she made the concerted effort to just stay, and they're trying, they're hopeful that they're going to make it through this, but she hears shelling all throughout the night. She hears the bombs. She's outside of the big city, thankfully, but it's not the situation that you want to be in. And for many people, there are not a lot of options, especially if you're dealing with people who are in failing health.
Well, that was from the beginning when I was, you know, when we were watching Maxim from Dancing with the Stars. He was in a hotel and he was there filming a TV show. He got out at the right time, but he's from Ukraine. He has a lot of friends and family there. And he said at the time, he said, I don't know what's going to happen. This is a couple weeks ago now, and everything's gotten so much worse. But he said, I just don't know what's going to happen to all the older people who are, you know, what about cancer patients? What about people who have COVID? There are really, really ill people in hospitals with COVID in Ukraine. Where do they go? The newborn babies who are down, you know, you see the images of them down in the basement with nurses trying to, you know, they're days, hours old. It's just, it's so heartbreaking. And it's so upsetting to keep looking at these images of who's left behind. You know, women and children, the elderly and the ill. That's who's left behind. It's just horrible.
Yeah. And not just left behind, but targeted. These are the people that are usually not targeted, right? In a traditional assault, you have military bases, you have government targets, government buildings. Those become the target. And I think many of us believe that was Vladimir Putin's intention, was to keep the Ukrainian people and the economy intact. But now, whether or not this is his anger because there was pushback or what, it seems that everything in his way is getting destroyed. Pretty scary.
Well, this was certainly not as easy as he anticipated it would be. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. Yeah, this threw him off.
Meanwhile, President Zelensky is asking for a one-on-one meeting with Vladimir Putin. We'll see if he gets it. He was out this weekend checking on injured soldiers and military hospitals. Definitely not hiding out. The DJV show, 20 minutes past the hour.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if the kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past the hour, it's the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner, and we're going to find out what's going on in the world of trending news right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jay, so it is time for some trending news on the DJV show. It's 25 past the hour in Victoria. This is Jay Kirshner, our trending goddess, our guru of trending. And so what's going on? Lots of celebrity news over the weekend. Benjamin Bratt, apparently I haven't heard his name in a long time.
Right? Well, he and
I saw him in headlines.
Talisa Soto, they are typically known for being a very private pair. They don't put a lot of their private lives into the public eye. But mm-hmm. this is a little bit different. So Benjamin Pratt's wife, Talisa, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she actually encouraged him to share the story because she wants to push other women to get regular screenings.
Sure.
He was promoting his new HBO Max miniseries, DMZ, and he took the moment to say that it's important to get the yearly screenings. It's important not just to take care of your health in the sense of working out and focusing on what you're eating, but go and have the test done. He had been putting off his own colonoscopy for years and years and years, and he finally decided to go get it done. And it's not just, breast cancer is not just a female situation. Men can get this too.
Yep.
So it's just important to go get things checked out through the pandemic, and she did self-screenings and then going to the doctor, and she was diagnosed. She is in remission right now, so basically they are just kind of monitoring it to make sure it doesn't come back. Mm-hmm. So there is good news to this.
That's
but
great.
Yeah, typically private, but they want to share their story and her health struggle to hopefully help others.
Is his wife also an actress? I don't know.
Is,
I'm not familiar with her name.
She was one of the Bond girls. What was it? License to Kill. She was
okay.
Lupe Lamora.
Okay.
I didn't
If I saw
her,
I might remember her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bond,
yeah. If you saw her face, you would recognize her.
Okay, good. Well, then that's some happy news. And I think it's great that, you know, and even when he was, I remember way back in the day when he was with Julia Roberts, right? I don't know if they were married, but they were together for a long time.
I forgot about that.
Right?
Yeah.
They were private back then, too, so that must definitely just be the way he chooses to live his life. And then, so give us a quick update. What's going on with Queen Elizabeth now and the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle drama?
Questioning whether or not she's going to meet her great-granddaughter, who's kind of named after her, Lilibet, the family, Prince Harry's family, was supposed to go to Prince Philip's memorial that's happening at the end of this month, but they don't get security, so they're not going to show up, so it's kind of a question of when is she going to meet the great-granddaughter.
Wow. All right. Thanks so much, Jay. That is trending news on the DJV show. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has asked China for military support, including drones as well as economic assistance for its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN.
We also are watching closely to see the extent to which China actually does provide any form of support, material support or economic support to Russia. It is a concern of ours, and we have communicated to Beijing that we will not stand by and allow any country to compensate Russia for its losses.
Seattle is America's most desired destination for college students after they graduate. That's according to an Axios Generation Lab Next Cities Index poll. The northwestern city in Washington State has many features college graduates are looking for. Cool climate and green energy mentality. Seattle beat out New York and Los Angeles among young adults looking to move. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the United States was energy independent, now we're not, and inflation has taken a front seat. Dr. Mehmet Oz, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, was on Newsmax and says the Biden administration is getting it wrong on energy policies.
I was doing a town hall today. We were doing them all over the Commonwealth, and the crowd broke into a chant, back off Biden, give us freedom to frack. That's what folks here think. And if you sit in a diner, the person serving you your pancakes will tell you exactly why Biden got it wrong with energy policy in Pennsylvania, and it echoes what's happening across this beautiful land. Washington is getting it wrong. Just like they got it wrong during COVID. Same kinds of mistakes, by the way. They say follow the science, when in reality they're following the political science. There's, you know, a fantastic, easy path with natural gas to protect the environment, but it's abused. And it's abused by regulations, by lawyers, by woke radical environmentalists. And these activists, some of them, by the way, in Europe are funded by Putin, we know. They may have been funded here also by foreign influences. They drive up gas prices. Now it is sort of shocking, the highest in 14 years. And these anti-fracking ideologues are embraced by Biden's policies. And that's what chills producers. He says, well, I'm giving you all these permits. People don't care about the permits. What they want to know is, will you still have the same rules in 6 months?
Strong, shallow, underwater earthquakes shook western Indonesia and the Philippine capital region Monday, but no serious damage was reported and no tsunami warnings were issued. In Indonesia, the quake measured a magnitude of 6.7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJV show. Doug is out today. I'm Victoria Keelan, joined by Jay Kirshner. And so, Jay, one of the big trending, you're, of course, in charge of our trending news and our social media. So I think the biggest story that came over the weekend was that Tom Brady is like, oops, just kidding, no longer in retirement. After 2 months, he is back. And he will be back with Tampa Bay. He's going to play at least one other season that we know
of. At least.
Yeah, and so Gronk is a free agent. We're kind of trying to figure out if Gronk is going to stay with Tampa Bay because he and Tom Brady, of course, are buddies, and they've been acting very much like the duo, the dynamic duo, traveling together from the Patriots down to Tampa Bay. Gronk came out of his own retirement just to play with Tom Brady again and have that opportunity, and so we're kind of waiting. I think the world is now kind of waiting to see what Gronk is up to.
Right, but, and if he does get moved or traded somewhere else, is he going to retire again, or is he going to say, okay, yeah, no, I will play with you guys here? Because, yeah, like you said, he came out of retirement to play with Tom Brady. So if that's not the case, is he going to go back into retirement? And also, just to paint a picture of their ages, Tom Brady is, what, 44 years old? Gronk is 32?
Yeah. Yeah, Gronk retired at, like, 29, right? I mean, it seemed very, very young for him to retire at the time. And Tom Brady, I think, is a Leo. I think he's going to have an August birthday. So he will be 45 when he starts the next season. And but you know what? I think everyone puts way too much emphasis on the number of age in general. I don't think it even. He looks better than he's ever looked. He plays better than.
Yeah.
I mean, he's. I thought I was really, really shocked when he announced his retirement. I'm less shocked that he's back after only 2 months of realizing, hey, wait a minute, I think I made a huge mistake. I think he had some buyer's remorse. So, interesting to see what the next football season looks like. I'm excited to follow him. And I was really hoping that he would do another season, if it was going to be the last, announce it in advance that this is going to be my last season, and kind of let the fans, you know, give him a victory lap. So if that is the case, if he's only back for one more year, I think, you know, if the team looks good, hopefully he'll be able to go out on a high note. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if he wins another Super Bowl and that's when he chooses to retire?
Yeah, exactly.
It would be incredible.
And it's probably hard for any profession to retire because you've put so much of your time and energy and your life into your career. But when it comes to athletes, they retire so much younger. It's not in their 50s and 60s and 70s when they're retiring. They're retiring at late 20s, early 30s. Yeah. And that has to be something, especially in the case of Tom Brady, who's unretired in his 40s. It's kind of the, like, well, now what? What am I supposed to do? You hustled, you focused on your physique and your body and your athleticism for so many years. All of a sudden, it's kind of like, am I useless? Like, what am I supposed to do now? What do I do with all this time? That has to be a hard adjustment, I would imagine it to be.
For sure. And I also think that Tom Brady, unlike, you know, Tony Romo, who I think has been doing a really great job as a commentator, I don't think Tom Brady was ready to sit in a booth with a microphone and start talking about other people playing. I just don't think he was ready for that. And there are also only so many slots for former, you know, quarterbacks. They tend to use the quarterbacks more to transition into broadcasters. There's only, you know, there are very limited number of spots, but I don't think Brady was ready to do that. He has his, you know, his radio show that he does once a week. I think that that's kind of it for him right now. I don't think he wants to settle into that, you know, sideline position. And he mentioned, you know, I'm just not ready to do it from the stands yet. So good for him. I think it's exciting. I think it's going to add a lot of anticipation to the next season.
Oh, for sure.
Speaking of the commentator thing, so one of the other big stories in the sports world is that Troy Aikman is leaving Fox Sports after 20 years, and he is making the move to ESPN's Monday Night Football. And Joe Buck is going to be joining him. So this is going to be a whole new it's really interesting that this to have these two major talents, and they both make big bucks. So it's going to be interesting to have the two of them together. Fox, in exchange for letting Joe Buck out of his contract, he still had $11 million and 1 year remaining on his contract with Fox, but they basically were nice and they allowed him to explore other options because he had been, you know, with the network for so long. And so he made the jump, and he, in exchange, Fox now gets the right to pick one Big Ten football game before ESPN does. So they get to choose one game to air in the 2022 season, and that's pretty much the deal. His new deal, Joe Buck's new deal, is reportedly with ESPN to be worth 5 years, $75 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Troy Aikman, of course, the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback, Hall of Famer. In recent months, his contract was up. He flirted with going to Amazon, which Amazon actually has the Thursday night games for 2022. They had hoped to pair Al Michaels with Troy Aikman, which would have been a great pairing. But instead, I think ESPN just threw more money at him. And so now he is, this is the centerpiece of the NFL, right? Monday Night Football. So that we'll now have to see the faces of Troy Aikman and Joe Buck together. So, that's kind of, I think it's going to be interesting to see. There's a lot of shuffling going on, and Al Michaels, you know, Doug had talked about this a couple weeks ago. Al Michaels making his new deal as well with Amazon, and, you know, just people paying big money for these talents. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting football season.
I'm ready for it.
I feel like I'm still on a little bit of a high from the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
It was so good.
It was so epic.
We were definitely the market for it.
We were the target audience. This was like our middle school dreams came true. I mean, it was amazing. Now, I understand a lot of the older people, a lot of the boomers, like, oh, it wasn't for me. Okay, well, you know, I'm not really sure that J-Lo and Shakira were aimed at boomers either, or The Weeknd, J-Lo and Shakira were great too. So I still feel like I'm on like a little bit of a Super Bowl high. And I think it's going to be an exciting next season.
Well, and I don't know, maybe if it's the whole with baseball, and I know that they've come to an agreement, but with having the shutout for so long, it's kind of like I'm ready to just skip over baseball. I don't really pay attention to it until October anyway. But it's like let's just move on to football. Let's just go ahead and get on into there. Let's get into there a little bit early.
Speaking of baseball, actually, New York City's new mayor, Mayor Eric Adams, made some controversial statements over the weekend. He was hailing that the baseball lockout has ended. He said, "I'm so glad that the boys of summer are coming back. I hope in the next year we start seeing the boys and the girls of summer. It's time to allow women to play professional baseball as well." This was a big statement, and a lot of people had serious reactions to this. It's kind of odd. There's no ban, actually, on women playing in Major League Baseball, but no females have ever done it. And so in 2019, there's a shortstop from France, Melissa Mayu. She played softball at the University of Louisiana. She became the first woman added to MLB's international registration list, which technically makes her eligible to be signed to play in the MLB. Hasn't happened yet, but Mayor Adams said that he was hopeful that the end of the baseball, the labor battle, he said the promise that all 162 games will be played this year would, he's also thinking about economically, that it provides a boost to the small businesses around Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. This really extends beyond New York City. This is the case with every city that has a stadium. The shops and the small businesses and the bars and the restaurants around the stadium really benefit greatly. And this is the perfect example of this was, you know, the Barclays Center being built in Brooklyn. That area of Brooklyn was just, it was a no man's land. There was just nothing there. It was not a destination. It had a lot of issues, you know, with just being a nothing part of the city until Jay-Z and his partners came in, built the Barclays Center. You would not even recognize the surrounding areas and how much the real estate market has gone through the roof just to be close to the Barclays Center. So Mayor Adams is absolutely correct. All of these small businesses, the mom and pops, you know, up in the Bronx around Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, that's really important for that economy. But it is interesting that his statement about women playing, it's time for women to play professional baseball, that really threw a lot of people for a loop. They were not expecting that from him.
Get on into it. I'd like to see some ladies at tryouts. Go see what happens.
I think it would be really fun. I mean, we're seeing women more and more taking, you know, prominent positions in traditional men's sports, whether it's football, baseball. You know, we're seeing that happen. So why not? I think it would be really cool to see some girls out there. I think that would be fun. Forget about a league of their own. They can join the boys' league.
Well, and you see it in high school football a lot, especially with soccer players. And when the football team needs a kicker, a lot of times they'll pull from the women's team. And they're like, hey, come be our kicker. I forget her name now, but she was on ESPN everywhere. She was like this most amazing high school quarterback. I can't remember her name, but do you know who I'm talking about?
No, but it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Let's just play. Let's go play sports.
Just play.
Just play.
Speaking of, so speaking of some other headlines that came up over the weekend, because I know obviously the Russian invasion of Ukraine has dominated pretty much everybody's psyche and the news cycle, certainly. But one of the things that, from Business News, a couple stories that came out of Business News, Kohl's department store says it's no longer a department store. And Kohl's is trying desperately, under intense pressure from Wall Street raiders. They are up against stiff competition from Amazon and Target. And so now they're overhauling their brand image, and they're saying that they're no longer a department store, and that they are adding Sephora mini shops to 75% of their 1,100 U.S. stores. They're opening 100 new locations at half the size of the traditional ones. And they're upping their very popular Kohl's Cash Rewards program. It's 7.5% now that you get back on purchases, up from 5%. So good news if you're a fan of Kohl's. All right, we've got some more news coming at you on the DJV show. It is 46 past the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
Itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
On the DJV show, I'm Victoria Keelan with Jay Kirshner. Chuck Curry, our movie maniac, joins us now. So, Chuck, what is this music? This sort of sounds familiar, but it feels like it's from a big epic movie.
Actually, I told Phil to play the theme to Beyond the Poseidon Adventure from 79, and he's playing the Poseidon Adventure from 72, and that's fine. Michael Caine's birthday is today. He's 89 years old. He was the star of Beyond the Poseidon Adventure back in 1979, a disaster film that bombed at the box office. Very interesting career. I think Michael Caine has been rejuvenated for the new generation playing Alfred in Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy. As he said, his favorite experience on a movie set was Batman Begins. He loved working with Chris Nolan, appeared in just about all his films since then, but a great iconic, legendary actor. I first saw him in a movie called Sleuth in the 70s, and then he started doing, he was in A Man Who Would Be King with Sean Connery, but he started doing a lot of bad movies like The Swarm, which was a disaster movie in 76, and Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. And I think he was co-starred in the worst movie ever greenlit by a major studio. Very watchable, but the script is horrendous in concept, and that's Jaws of Revenge, which
is hard to
believe.
I'm a big Jaws fan, but yeah.
That's... Universal could botch it that badly. He's actually good in that movie, but he has 176 acting credits. He's a legend in the business and still working, 89 years old, Michael Caine's birthday. Happy birthday, Michael Caine.
Happy birthday. And, you know, I feel like when you say generationally now, you know, with playing Alfred, that certainly has introduced him to a different generation.
Yes.
I feel like for me, the first time I saw him was when he played opposite Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality.
That's what I was thinking of, too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's like a total,
in
he was great in that movie.
Muffet's A Christmas Carol, he played Scrooge in that movie. He's a great actor, and I'll tell you a quick story. I remember him being on a talk show. It might have been Johnny Carson or Merv Griffin back in the day, and they actually asked him, why have you been involved in so many bad movies? And he said, that when he was growing up, his father was dying of cancer, and they didn't have money for medical treatment, and he said, if they're going to pay me big money to do a movie, no matter what it is, I'm going to take it. And that's really what he did.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to him. I think he's still going strong and still doing movies. And
very much
still...
so. And I just want to touch on the passing of William Hurt, who passed away.
Right.
Was announced yesterday at the age of 71. A major actor back in the day, certainly still worked up until his passing. Body Double, which was a big hit. A movie called Altered States, which was a very big hit back in the day. Kiss of the Spider Woman, which he won an Oscar for Best Actor. Really good actor. I think he was actually offered the Dr. Alan Grant role in Jurassic Park in 93, turned it down. That role went to Sam Neill, who did a great job. He's been in 5 Marvel movies as General Thunderbolt Ross. So he's well known to superhero Marvel fans. Sort of a bummer that he passed at the age of 71, way too young.
Way too young. And, and so I didn't realize, I must have missed this headline, but apparently back in May of 2018, it was announced that he had terminal prostate cancer that had spread to his bones. So he made it, you know, just, I think, 1 week shy of his 72nd birthday. He lived with that for 4 years. So
it's an example of why men need to, you know, get checked. You know, it's interesting because when I heard that, I remember Dennis Hopper, who passed away of the same thing, of terminal prostate cancer. And obviously they had the means and medical people to prevent this to some extent. Sad that that happened to him and also Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier, Benjamin Bratt over the weekend announced that his wife is now in remission from breast cancer. Benjamin Bratt and his wife, Talisa Soto, also an actress, they're very private, you know, very private, but his wife really wanted to encourage him to use his platform to spread awareness and get tested and early detection for all types of cancer. It's just so important. All right, give us a quick roundup. What happened with the box office this weekend? Is the Batman still reigning supreme?
The Batman, $66 million, very good number, just dropping 51%. That is a very good hold for a movie that opened at $130 million the week before. Uncharted 9.2, $111 million 4 weeks of release, just a 16% drop week to week. And it shows you that without a lot of product in the marketplace, people are going to see what is in theaters. That's a good sign for going forward.
That's a great sign. All right, thank you, Chuck Curry. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV Show.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.